Mexico Williams was struggling to make ends meet as she juggled two part-time jobs. Then, 3 years ago, the Chicago resident was diagnosed with breast cancer. She endured chemotherapy and other treatments that left her unable to work. Her family ended up homeless for 8 months because she was unable to meet costs related to raising her four children, even though she had aid known as TANF. She says she was appreciative of the assistance.
But I don't want to sound bad and negative, but the amount was just not enough to survive and be able to take care of every basic need that I had with a family of four.
The $427 TANF grant she received for herself and her three minor daughters wasn't enough to rent a modest apartment because she couldn't meet the landlord's rental guidelines. Williams also has an 18-year-old son for whom she no longer receives assistance. Naya Kelly is with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. She says it's not uncommon for TANF recipients like Williams to become homeless. She says families have had to make really difficult decisions about what is paid and what is sacrificed. Do they buy shoes and clothing, pay for transportation, or buy diapers and formula?
This means that they'll be able to maybe pay another bill this month, making sure that they can keep their lights on, making sure that they can pay their heat, things that other folks take for granted.
This year in Illinois, the amount of money set aside for grants was the smallest amount in all states but Arkansas. The last increase in Illinois grants was a decade ago. The previous one was 22 years back. A family with a single parent and two children will get about $100 more a month, raising the grant to $520. Families with 4 to 6 members will get as much as $250 more a month. State Senator Mattie Hunter, a Chicago Democrat, says the one-time increase was negotiated in the budget. A previous Senate bill, which received bipartisan support, would have had increases over 3 years.
I'm happy that folks decided that they wanted to make a difference in poor people's lives and try to address the poverty issue here.
One of the opponents to the increase was State Senator Dave Severson, a Rockford Republican.
It wasn't the biggest priority compared to others.
Mexico Williams, the woman with four children, testified before lawmakers in Springfield this spring. She says she tried hard to convince lawmakers of the need for a TANF increase.
So it meant a lot for me to get out there and let the legislators and the committee in Springfield know what was going on with the TANF recipients. We need the TANF because of real serious issues.
I'm Maureen McKinney.